Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is James chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from James, the second chapter. My brothers, show no partiality as you hold the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Glory. For if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in, and if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, "You sit here in a good place," while you say to the poor man, "You stand over there," or "Sit at my feet," have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers, has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor man. Are not the rich the ones who oppress you and the ones who drag you into court? Are they not the ones who blaspheme the honorable name by which you were called? If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself," you are doing well. But if you show partiality, you are committing sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There is no one in the room who is not partial to certain things. Some of us are fond over cake rather than pie. St. Louis barbecue over Kansas City. Some even favor summer over winter. There are people of whom we are fonder than others. And of course, our hearts are very partial to our temporal goods. That's normal for life in society. But in the church, though, partiality is a sin. I'm not talking whether you like green or red jello. I'm talking about showing favoritism to one person over against another. James, that tired and frustrated pastor and bishop of Jerusalem, he must have been being a bishop of Jerusalem, gives a glimpse of life in his parishes. They are not too different than our parishes, for the sinners there are the same stripe and build as we. The congregations had a habit of cozying up to the rich who were dressed in fine apparel, had crisp hairstyles and a pleasing manner. On the other hand, they looked down their noses at the poor, with their dirty shirts, their unkempt persons, and their restless urchin children. James tells them that they have become judges with evil thoughts. Now you may be thinking, gee, take it easy. It's not that bad. But it is. Listen to him. Partiality toward persons in the church is a sin. And the taproot of favoritism, that is partiality, the source of its strength, is the deadly sin of pride. We are partial to others for this reason. It makes us feel good. It makes us feel important. We cozy up to others so they'll pay attention to us and love us, even if it's a simple surface love. We're content with that, long as they like us. Partiality wraps us up in its vines because greed is also involved. If I treat the rich better, it will benefit me. I will have more. They will like me. My status will advance. It's like playing the lottery or gambling. How can I get more out of that person for myself? Partiality in the church is evil. It makes distinctions between men where the Lord would not have them. It's divisive. It's a tool of the devil. It is, as James says, makes us judges with evil thoughts. Repent. Favoritism makes you feel good. It makes you feel important. It puffs you up, and it puffs up the person that you're partial to. It's a little mutual admiration society. Repent of that. Favoritism is self-service, it's self-love. Partiality to the rich is nothing more than loving money. And as you know, that's idolatry. Repent. God shows personal favoritism to no man. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Every sin in the whole world is covered up by the one blood of Jesus. Every sinner has been purchased with the same price. No one enjoys a different or a better salvation than any other person. There's one body, remember, and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's this unity that runs through things in the church. But with one blood, we are redeemed from that sin and restored as sons of God. There is one table around which we are gathered. We eat one bread, drink from one cup. The Lord knits us into his one body and gives us his salvation. No one is better than another. No one is esteemed more than anyone else. The Father loves his Son, and thus he loves all those whom Jesus has brought with him. The application to parishes seems easy here. Don't show favoritism. Treat everyone equally. But doing so is another story, as anybody who's been in a parish knows. Strong personalities, parish histories are always at play, just as they were in Jerusalem. Yet that bishop's words still give their direction. Don't play favorites. The rich are not to be favored over the poor. As Jesus said, don't judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. Honor all the brethren. Here, we deal with other people's money all day long. But we have to be careful, because whose money is it that we often seek? Is it the $5 gift or the $500,000 gift? You know what you answered in your mind, even though I know what you would say with your mouth. The bigger gift seems more desirable. Who gets the parish visit or the phone call? Who gets lunch or dinner? Who are the better beverages dispensed to? What would James say? Honor all the brethren equally. Why show partiality to a rich person? As James observed, who is the one dragging us into court over property and money claims? It is often, most often, those who have a lot. There's those who slander the Lord's name and mock his holy bride. But the eyes of the Lord are upon the poor, and their eyes are turned toward him as servants look to a master. And so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he has mercy on us. Honor the poor man. Welcome the bedraggled and the restless urchin. The royal law is love your neighbor as yourself. In and under the blood of Jesus, we are each no more than all the bedraggled urchins of the world who find rest and comfort, strength, peace, and an ever-flowing font of grace in the wounds of Christ our Lord. God grant it to us for his sake. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.